Well, we got news out of Sundance. They announced their juries for this year's Sundance Film Festival, and Tom Rothman from Fox Film Entertainment, he headed up Fox Searchlight, which has released a lot of art house films. Ed Burns and Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Wesley Morris are some of the folks that are on the U.S. Dramatic Competition. Altogether, there'll be 115 feature-length films at Sundance from 32 countries, 51 first-time filmmakers, and 27 films that are in actual competition. And on the shorts jury is Mike Farah, who's an Ann Arbor native. He produced and his brother wrote and directed a film that we were very proud to show at the Michigan Theater, Answer This. He's also, Mike Farah, is also the head of Funny or Die, which is where most people know him from.
They do really good work.
Yeah, he's produced Prop 8, the musical, and Presidential Reunion, and lots of other very, very, very funny things as part of Funny or Die. So, and he's got a TV show that he's producing that's on right now. So anyway, good old Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County, represented on the Sundance jury. And we're also going to be represented as part of Sundance Film Festival USA here in Ann Arbor on January 31st. We're going to do a film called The East, which is stars Britt Marlin and and Patricia Clarkson, Ellen Page, and Alexander Skarsgård. So we can look forward to that. We've actually sold about half of the tickets already. So
really?
You want to jump on that pretty quickly. The East, which is premiering at Sundance, and will be premiering at the Michigan Theater as well on January 31st. The Berlin Film Festival, this is the festival and award season. It opens up on February 9th with Wong Kar-wai's film, The Grandmaster, which a lot of folks have been looking forward to, which stars martial arts star Tony Leung. And there'll be lots of news out of Berlin in early February.
So. When you said Grandmaster, I assumed it was about chess.
A martial arts film. Korean, very well-known Korean filmmaker, Wong Kar-wai. So opening up this week, as you said, there's a lot opening up this week. We have this Friday, Judd Apatow's film, This is 40, which is a loose sequel to Knocked Up. Judd Apatow's also known for the 40-year-old version.
He's really got a funny take on life.
Yeah,
he does.
And this film stars Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann as a couple.
Leslie Mann is Judd Apatow's wife.
Yes,
right? And I find her to be very funny.
Yeah, she's great. And it's a the mostly positive reviews. Stuff like Entertainment Weekly, Ann Arbor's own Owen Gleiberman in Entertainment Weekly said, "This is 40 isn't always hilarious, but it's ticklishly honest and droll about all things being a parent and relationships." So it's worth it.
And I hear Albert Brooks is in this one, too.
Yes, yes, he's in it as well.
I find him hysterically funny as well.
And then, that sounds like it's worth checking out. This is 40. Jack Reacher, which is a movie that's based on Lee Child's film. He's a New York best-selling author. Is about an ex-military investigator whose job is to track down a sniper on the loose. And Jack Reacher's character in the novels is a 6'6", really massive guy.
So they hired 5'4" Tom Cruise to play the part.
Yeah, I think he's actually 5'7", but anyway.
Yeah, with heels.
That being said, the reviews for Tom Cruise are very good.
Remember there was an outrage when he was named as Jack Reacher.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rolling Stone says, "This is Cruise's show, and he nails it. The patented smile is gone, replaced by a glower that makes Jack Reacher a dark and dazzling ride into a new kind of hell." Entertainment Weekly, Lisa Schwartzbaum said, "Jack Reacher stumbles around looking for a unifying narrative tone while the star soldiers on, offering up his generic action hero stance of calm, opaque concentration." Again, the reviews are actually generally positive for this. Many of the reviews, Cruise is well reviewed in that. Now, the Cirque du Soleil Worlds Away in 3D isn't really a narrative movie with a story, but talk about an act that would be very fun to see in 3D, and that is Cirque du Soleil. If you've ever seen any of their shows, they're really spectacular and beautiful and colorful, and it will be quite a treat to see that in a 3D format. Hollywood Reporter says, a negligible narrative takes away nothing from the heart-stopping beauty of the visuals of this 3D spectacular. And again, there's a, it's Cirque du Soleil is this very artsy circus kind of performance piece. And
it's, yeah, and acrobats and art and magic and everything else all rolled into one. And there's always something going on the stage, and sometimes multiple things.
Absolutely. You know? And again, I can really see how 3D would work extremely well for this. Now, a lot of films opening up as this Friday, as we talked about. This is 40 and Jack Reacher and the Cirque du Soleil film. But Christmas Day, which is Tuesday.
And everybody is talking about the Christmas Day opening of Les Mis.
That's right. Les Miserables, which will open everywhere, but we've got it at the Michigan Theater. And the reviews on this have been generally strong, not universally positive. It's still a little bit early. Richard Roper said, who used to be on the movie show with Roger Ebert, said, this is an unforgettable movie-going experience, sure to garner multiple Oscar awards. Village Voice, who's always a very tough critic, the moist-eyed storybook romanticism of the source material proves resilient to Tom Hooper, the director's efforts. The Associated Press, Christy Lemire, who's a very good critic, it is enormous and sprawling and not the slightest bit subtle. That's actually in a lot of the reviews. But at the same time, it's hard not to admire the ambitions that drive this approach. Now, it's directed,
got such a built-in audience.
It does. It's directed by Tom Hooper, who's probably best known for The King's Speech. And it's got a great, great cast that sing their songs while they're actually playing it. So Anne Hathaway's performance is particularly well reviewed. Hugh Jackman is a musical theater performer, if you only know him as Wolverine in those action movies.
Well, yeah, he's done Broadway and hosted the Tonys and everything else. He's been great.
And they record. Usually what they do in a movie is the actors sing and then they pantomime the work. And they do that because it's easier to capture the sound. But in this particular case, they captured the sound as they were singing on the set, which is a little unusual. But
kind of like capturing the play.
But it adds to a certain kind of vitality. So anyway, if you're a big fan of
Russell Crowe, doesn't sing, does he?
He does. He does. He doesn't have a. He's the bad guy, police guy that's marching around. So having him not be the best singer in the cast is completely appropriate. But anyway, it's based on the Victor Hugo story in 19th century France during the French Revolution. If you know the story, don't need to know any more about it. If you don't know the story, know that it's a stirring, a revolutionary kind of piece where the good guys struggle, but they win, and there's a little girl involved. So it's definitely worth checking out. Now, the other film that's very much anticipated during the during Christmas is Django Unchained, which is Quentin Tarantino's new film. It stars Christopher Waltz and Leonardo DiCaprio and Jamie Foxx as the lead character, Django. And it's set right after the Civil War in the United States about a slave character, Django, and folks that surround him. And it's a revenge tale. It's very bloody.
Well, it's a Quentin Tarantino film.
Tarantino film.
We'll be exploding bodies.
And it's a homage to the spaghetti western. So think of those Clint Eastwood films, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Right,
and
with Leo DiCaprio and Jamie Foxx, yeah. And, you know, they delayed the premiere to honor the victims in Connecticut.
Correct.
Because this movie is so violent. So keep that in mind. If you're going, it's going to be very violent.
Yeah, it is a Quentin Tarantino film. And it's been criticized and praised at the same time as a Quentin Tarantino film. It's like, well, Tarantino is very Tarantino in this movie, is what a lot.
Right. There's certain filmmakers, you know what you're going to get. Right. He's one of them, Oliver Stone. You know, you're going to get a certain perspective.
Yeah, and, you know, it's talky, it's long, but it's also just filled with a lot of surprises. And as long as you can deal with the violence that it portrays in the basic aesthetic, then it's going to be something that you enjoy. Billy Crystal and Bette Midler star in a film that opens on Christmas Day called Parental Guidance. They play a couple of grandparents. Marissa Tomei and Tom Everett Scott are also in this film. Not very good reviews on a preliminary basis. If you haven't seen Alfred Hitchcock,
the movie Hitchcock,
yeah, go check it out. It is fun if you're a film fan and you know anything. It's set around the time of making. Psycho. And this weekend we've got A Royal Affair, which is a Danish film that's gotten great, great reviews. And Anna Karenina is going to wrap up here pretty soon, and a lot of folks like that as well as Perks of
Being. What about traditional seasonal movies?
Well, we've got one coming up this Sunday, our final free Christmas film. It's a Wonderful Life, the Frank Capra classic with Jimmy Stewart.
One of the most iconic, for sure.
Absolutely, and it always does very, very well. So with that, we'll just say ta-ta and happy holidays to everybody.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and indeed, we will see you after Christmas.
Merry Christmas.